Hello, and welcome again to another member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com. This is True American, your friendly partisan to the truth, replying to Magic's reply of my first post. And first of all, Magic, thanks. I appreciate you taking the time to, respond to that thread. You've made some interesting points, and I'd like to respond in kind. The first thing, I guess, is the first interesting thing I heard in your podcast there was that, you pointed out how when the pilgrims landed, the Indians didn't exactly, they probably said something like, there goes the neighborhood, and, the pilgrims didn't start speaking American Indian when they first came, and I believe I made that point in one of my posts in there in the thread, but that's exactly what I wanted to mention to you. And talk to you about, because it's a point that I think needs to be considered pretty carefully here. You mentioned, look what happened, and exactly, look what happened. We took over the country. Hint, hint, point, point. We sit by idly and let this keep happening. We are going to wake up one day in America, and there won't be any English, and there's going to be signs all over the place in every language but ours. And I guess that's, an underlying point to my original point. You've also mentioned that this is a multifaceted issue that has many, diverse implications and other tiers to it. And I'm very well aware of that, of course, and I know. All of this ties into the immigration and the other problems and everything you mentioned too, quite aware of that. But, when I developed that podcast or decided to do it, I pretty much really wanted to focus, I guess, on that one issue of this multifaceted issue. And that is that, hey, I'm an American sitting here living in my neighborhood. I spent good money for this house. I've worked all my life for it. And, driving outside my street, here I'm going down there and there's signs up in Spanish. And, this coming from a person who speaks Spanish, but that's not the point. What if those businesses were in Chinese, stuff that I couldn't understand? And still, regardless, it's, Spanish, it's a foreign language. That's the whole point. Foreign. And I think, as I mentioned to Marge there in my my reply to her, she's been real nice to reply many times to the thread, and thank you, Marge, for that. I guess my point is that, Marge is somebody that's come from Puerto Rico and established and learned how to speak the language, how to speak English. And I'm not exactly sure what Marge is the point Marge is trying to get across, whether she's trying to state that, I don't understand whether she's trying to make a case for that this is okay, that these signs are there, or that it's not okay, or exactly what her position is. So I'm a little still confused about Marge and her replies to this. But back to you, Magic. That one point that you made there was real good, and some others as well. I think I'm really looking forward to your podcast there that's going to be coming up on the immigration, and I'll definitely have some things to chime in about that as well. And likewise, also, I know you're a musician, and we've had some discussions back and forth on that, and I really appreciate you giving me the compliments you did on Reach and stuff. So, in any case, I don't want to belabor it. Yes, it's a big issue. There's going to be lots of varying opinions, but as you said, we got to be careful here, because if we continue to let this happen, in my opinion, we could be very well faced with an America that one day isn't so much America anymore. And yes, I understand that America is composed of a very diverse multicultural background. That's just part of our heritage and culture. Although it seems somewhere along the way, we all decided, hey, English is the language for us. I just guess... maybe I'm a little biased because I went to another country, as I said, the Dominican Republic, and I was forced to learn the language. There was no English signs, and I guess maybe that affects on how I perceive the issue, as to whether people coming here should be forced to learn the language. You mentioned also little cities and stuff. And one of the biggest that sticks out in my mind, which you didn't mention, was Little Havana. I happened to spend also a year in Miami Springs, so I'm very well aware of the Cuban issue down there. And again, same problem. But again, the point at hand I'm trying to bring out is, you know, like I've asked the question in the thread, how far do we go to let this continue to happen where before somebody's going to stand up and say, hey, okay, that's enough. This is America, you know, look, learn the language, become part of us, and we're happy to have you. But, you know, just, you know, you can't really expect us to learn your language just because you're here if you're a foreign person. And I still will hold my stance on that. I think it's very unreasonable for foreigners to come here and expect us to learn their language, or even put up with, you know, mini cities, so to speak, with signs all in their language. I am not going to go look up what is on a Chinese billboard somewhere when I'm sitting here walking down downtown Atlanta. That's just not right. And I'll hold my stance on that. Nonetheless, you know, I appreciate the response and the time you took to do that. And therefore, I decided to take the time to do this and reply in kind. So good discussion. I'm looking forward to much more. And I guess I'll sign out. This is True American on another ATS, AbovetopSecret.com member podcast. Signing out. Have a great day, people. Bye-bye.